Next up, we have the treasurer CFO action items. I need a motion to approve all of the listed action items from the treasurer as presented on your agenda.
So moved.
I will second that. Moved and second. You want to roll through those, Cindy, please?
Yeah, we have the monthly reports.
I have my mind.
Do you? Maybe.
Double click on it.
Yeah, sometimes it's
they got to double click on mine for some reason.
Here we go.
There you go.
Contact. Okay. financial statements for May. It's nothing really there. Records retention, we're going to get rid of some of the old paperwork. We have to send that off to the state historical society, give them their days, and then once they say that we can get rid of them, we'll get rid of it. Transfers, we have one transfer for the bonds. We were short by about $8,500 last month. What the last invoice came in, they said, why didn't you pay this invoice? I said, you never sent it to us. So once we got it paid, everything was okay on that. The amended certificates and the final appropriations for this year are complete. Hopefully that nothing else happens between now and the end of the month. Temporary appropriations for next year are ready to go. We've got the transfer advances for that whole. I gave you the advances there. And then the STRS changes for the employee portion.
Can you just touch on exactly what that is again?
What that is because of STRS changing each year over the next 4 years, they're increasing it by 1%. So right now it's 10% for employees. As of July 1, anybody starting to work on anything in July, it'll be 11%. The following year it'll be 12, 13, and 14. So because of us having that payment in there of 4.75, we had to, and that's what it says in our contract, that we'll pay the 4.75. And make that change.
The second page on that is kind of confusing me because it had like administrator, teacher.
Yeah, because we have different areas. You've got the superintendents is separate. You have to put them as separate. You have to put administrators as separate because theirs is a little different. Teachers are different. And the school psychologists because they're different.
Are they all three then? Because it looked like all three of those boxes were checked.
Just one.
I think it was just psychologist on the second page.
Yeah.
So the other one, yeah, cause I know the teachers were definitely crossed out. I think the superintendent or the administrator was too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't answer it.
I was a little confused.
Okay, so that just keeps our rate at what we agreed to.
Yes.
By doing that, otherwise we would have to pick up that additional 1%. Okay. Okie dokie.
I do have a couple other questions.
Sure.
So on the final appropriations for the year, how does that line up with where we thought we were?
Real close. We were a little bit higher in some of them, but not that much.
Overall.
Yeah, overall. Once we close out, then I can really take a better look. I'm hoping that there's nothing else that comes through because I only left enough to appropriate. I pulled out as much as we possibly could. To out of the appropriation, so that was real close.
And so that we don't expect any impacts on the forecast then?
No, I think we're real close to where we were in May.
Okay.
I think I pulled out enough in May on the forecast to be close.
And then the only other thing I was kind of confused by was the temp appropriations, and maybe that was just there's another document, but it looked like the second page had revenues on there or funds available. Maybe it was just a way of pulling up on my screen, but it looked like those numbers had no legend to the left, so I couldn't tell what they were. And I guess the whole point there is as long as those match up with what our forecast is, that's cool.
There's another, that second page is
yeah,
the column.
Yeah, just because that column,
it should be the far right column.
It should be the far right column.
Okay.
That's it.
Got it.
Yeah. You just pulled up weird on the...
Is that what you were looking at, Doug?
Yeah, it was what I was
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then on the, going back to the STRS thing, is there a net increase in cost, I guess, for the administrator, straighter side of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that dollar amount is?
No, I don't. I haven't looked at it yet.
But that's been, okay, so then it hasn't been included in our forecast.
Yeah, but it's not going to be that much because it's only on the,
just on the
few people's. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, then I need a roll call, please.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Raby?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Powers?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. Next up, we have a whole boatload of superintendent items. Now, hold on here. Let me hit the button.